Any organization develops interrelationships that are sometimes described as politics, and usually it's seen as something to be avoided. Well, according to our next guest, you can't avoid it, but what is much more effective is to attempt to harness it as a positive force, to organize it for enhanced influence and leadership impact, and that takes a special skill, organizational savvy. Rick Brandon is a preeminent thought leader on ethical company politics and the CEO of Brandon Partners, a global corporate leadership training and consulting firm specializing in this vital workplace competency. He joins us now to talk about what organizational savvy is and how to make it work for you. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Great to be on board.
Well, the idea of organizational savvy is a fairly newly coined notion, but it's only been around for just about a decade. It's somewhat controversial. Give me the background on this thinking.
Sure, you're right. It is provocative, a bit controversial, because it's a leadership competency that does deal with understanding and navigating company power and politics dynamics. That's not easily done, but also it's a bit provocative. It wasn't even on the map of leadership competencies 20 years ago. It's kind of interesting to us that the workshop's genesis was really in executive coaching. My co-author and I have done over 25, 30 years of executive coaching, not the kind you want to be in, Dennis. I'm talking derailment coaching, where they had plateaued or even being booted from their companies. And what's fascinating is maybe 15 to 20, 25 years ago, it was the overly political snakes, the sharks, the guys that didn't have any ethics, they only cared about getting to the top, and now they couldn't get away with this behavior anymore, they were being thrown out of the companies.
So, even though the skills of political savvy were needed, initially you had to teach people who were overdoing a good thing. What's been the trend in the last 5 or 10 years?
Just as many people up a creek without a paddle, career-wise, who were the opposite. They were under-political. People who were high integrity, ethical, dedicated, company loyal, competent, maybe even brilliant people results-wise, still being in trouble. They were being derailed because they underestimated this competency that I do need to pay attention to politics, to the unwritten rules, to power dynamics, to not be the best-kept secret in my organization. So that's the bottom line. The origin was I said, hey, let's not wait till it's too late and they're being thrown out of the company. Let's embed this in a powerful leadership workshop, which is what we did to help kind of tame the sharks and also get the ostriches who with their head in the sand to get them out of the sand and stop doing water ballet in the shark tank.
This is your area. You speak widely on this topic. You've written the Wall Street Journal bestselling book, Survival of the Savvy, which is published by Simon & Schuster's Free Press. Tell me about the book, your speaking, your company's workshops that all approach company politics from a whole new point of view.
Well, it is a different point of view, and yes, operators are standing on call for that book, but it's been an exciting run, and just like an airplane, it's taken off, I think, because we do approach politics in a refreshingly different manner in three ways. One, we talk about it openly. Two, positively, and three, objectively. And by openly, I mean we don't sweep it under the carpet. It's no longer the elephant in the room because everyone's thinking about it, and so people come to the workshop, and they're thinking, finally, someone is being straight about this. Management is acknowledging, like any company, there's some politics. There might be more or less in some organizations, but no company's repealed the laws of human nature. And secondly, we talk about it positively. I don't know, Dennis, if you've heard the Greek root words of politics, poly meaning many, and tics meaning blood-sucking parasites. We say to folks, hey, it doesn't have to be that way. There's a business rationale and a constructive way of looking at ethical politics. That doesn't have to be an oxymoron. We can have high-integrity political tactics, and that's actually the subtitle of the book. So openly, positively, and we can talk about politics objectively. Most leaders come into the program, they think politics is this vague, nebulous force like fog. How do I get my arms around that? But we can help people systematically map out the politics and power trends and unwritten rules in their organization and navigate politics in a systematic way by understanding political styles and by understanding 13 organizational savvy skill sets. In fact, if your listeners would like, they can contact us at brandonpartners.com. And if they mention this Sky Radio interview, we'd be glad to let them take an assessment on the skill sets at no cost.
Well, now, this is an idea that sounds like it's pretty evergreen. It's not as if office politics are ever going to go away in any social organization, really. But why is it particularly applicable in business and particularly pertinent right now at this point in our nation's economic recession and turndown?
Think about it, Dennis. We are in a downturn. It is a recession. And my clients confirm this unavoidable truth that in these uncertain times, part of maintaining a resilient and productive corporate environment demands a healthy political landscape. If we're in an environment of fear, a climate of scarcity, that triggers a lot of destructive and resource-draining politics, the negative side of politics, competition, jockeying for position. It's human nature when people are in fear. And that's the very time when companies need to collectively align and get the external competition juices going. So we help to tame politics by getting overly political people to tone it down and realize that we can work together. And finally, Dennis, these are the times to practice organizational savvy, because if under-political people are living in fear of speaking truth and raising ideas, then innovation atrophies. We all know we want to come out of the recession with a strong ethical leadership bench strength to move into the future. So we see it as mission critical right now, even more now than ever.
Well, this is obviously a new idea, at least it is to me. It's been around for a little while, but it's a whole new way of thinking. Rick, thanks so much for joining us here on Sky Radio and telling us about
it. You bet. It's my pleasure, Dennis.
Rick Brandon, CEO of Brandon Partners, a corporate leadership training and consulting firm. We had him on the phone from Mill Valley, California. Organizational savvy is discussed in much greater detail at www.brandonpartners.com.